I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic presents Friday Night Live, November 21st, 7:30 at First Christian Church. On the program, music of Saint-Saëns and Poulenc. And the guest is a returner to Columbus, and that's organist Dan McKinley. Dan, thanks very, very much for joining us this morning.
Delighted to be here.
Now, you're playing Saint-Saëns and Poulenc on an organ that you're pretty familiar with, the Aeolian Skinner at First Christian. Tell us a little bit about the good points of that organ.
It's one of the most magnificent organs you'll ever hear. It's a great, great instrument and a wonderful acoustic. And since I was the organist there for 19 years, it really is like returning to greet a very longtime friend.
The artistic director of the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic and the conductor for the evening, David Bowden, is describing this as a concert in which, among other things, we can discover why Strauss and Vaughan Williams are I've Heard That Before pieces. What do you think he has in mind?
Well, the Strauss is familiar to anyone who was around in the late 60s and saw 2001 A Space Odyssey, because it's the sunrise from Strauss's Allzusbrach Zarathustra, and it's the extremely memorable part in 2001. It opens with very rumbling organ and timpani and basses, and this wonderful fanfare.
And the Vaughan Williams piece?
The Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis is a just knock-dead gorgeous, beautiful melody, and it's a wonderful piece.
And the Vaughan Williams is familiar to people who enjoyed Master and Commander, based on those great sea novels by
Patrick O'Brien. I saw the movie twice. Great, great movie.
Now, you mentioned the organ at First Christian is a great instrument. Tell us a little bit about how you blend an organ with an orchestra. Sounds like really a pretty tricky situation.
It can be. The nice thing about First Christian Church is it lends itself very well to an organ and orchestra concert. There's plenty of room for the orchestra, and the organ speaks very well into the room. So basically everything can be heard. It's not a matter of one covering up the other.
Mm-hmm. And as you're working with this and the conductor, how well can you see David?
I see him by television. They have a camera on him, and I will have a television directly in front of me so that I can follow him. I would suppose it would be better for an organist if he would say, oh, the conductor should follow me. But realistically, that's the way it works.
So the instrument's a great one. The organization works out well. The sounding of both the orchestra and the instrument itself are harmonious. Sounds as if Friday Night Live on November 21st could be a great evening.
Should be. The Poulenc and the Saint-Saëns are just spectacular pieces. And for anyone, particularly the Saint-Saëns is so knock-dead gorgeous. It's just an extremely exciting piece.
We've been talking with Dan McKinley. He's the guest organist for Friday Night Live, November 21st at 7:30. Musically speaking, by the way, at 6:40, and that's at First Christian Church in Columbus. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.